And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. I wrote this morning. Defining ministry maturity. Defining ministry maturity. You're going to be surprised because it involves every listener, not the professionals. The second thing we're going to look at is, who are you? And that is a very fascinating question when you compare it to the apostles. We're going to have that discussion. The professor of retirement, joining us over 100 times, joining us yet again to tell us what we should be aware of, what's coming down the pipe in regards to the finances. And then we're going to close out the hour with today's Facebook post, Go Here.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics will be a part of our discussion today because Marty's going to be on. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. And there's only 13 shows left. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see what's going on. Lots to share. I can use prayer. I'm going to ask you right now, for those that are out there, I can use prayer. The wife can use prayer. We're making these really big decisions. Not that we're moving or not. We're moving. Okay? We got everything there. It's the process now of moving. Yay! I'm excited about that, like I am my colonoscopy on Friday. Yay! But I am just going to follow as the Lord, you know, kind of leads. And that's the goal. Now, we are thinking about, you know, how we're going to make the move. It's pretty fascinating. I haven't done this in a long, long time. It's been many, many years. And I've never had to pay for it without the company doing it. This is coming out of our own pocket. We're figuring out the whole move. And it's like, yeah. There's a lot of interesting things in the moving world, not the least of which is they want to know before they give you a quote, not just where you live, but how much money you plan to tip them. No, I'm kidding. It just seems that way. It's like, wow, kind of weird. Let's get involved in our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. This came about today, and I like the DDDs that are more fresh. And when you're thinking, well, do you have DDDs that you've done before? Yes. Do you have DDDs that you've written before but haven't done? Yeah. Have you done one DDD more than twice? It's been 5 years, of course. But this one I wrote today and never really saw it maybe the way that I saw it today. And hopefully this portion will be a blessing for you. That is the intent of the show, to be somewhat of a blessing in some capacity. It's called Defining Ministry Maturity. Defining ministry maturity. And for those of you that are just getting beat up and you know, thrown to the ground and the enemy's just stomping on you and life is stomping on you, never forget that at the core of all things is the genuine love and grace of God and his care for you. Might not feel like it, but it doesn't change the truth. All right, defining ministry maturity, Acts chapter 20, verse 18, for those that want to follow along, I'll give you an extra second. Oh, time's up. Here we go. When they came to him, he said, "You know how I lived the whole time I was with you from the first day I arrived in the province of Asia. I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, and in the trials I faced through the plots of the Jews, I did not shrink back from declaring anything that was helpful to you, as I taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and Greeks alike about repentance to God and faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in town after town, the Holy Spirit warns me that chains and afflictions await me. But I consider my life of no value to myself, if only I may finish the course and complete the ministry I have received from the Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry of testifying to the good news of God's grace." Man, that is just so much, right? That was just a real small portion. But here's the first thing Paul said: I did not shrink back. There is a lot of shrinking back in society today, because if you stand as a Christian, like the Christian Bakers did, you will be subject to ridicule by people that do not have the Spirit of God and that hate Jesus. Jesus said, if they hated me, how much more are they going to hate you? I'm like, there you go. And you have an opportunity to shrink back. You know what shrink back is? Did you ever see something shrink? Not just your clothes, but did you ever see the plastic stuff, whatever that plastic wrap is? Do you ever see it shrink up? So it could be like a piece that's like 2 feet by 1 feet. Usually they're like, you know, one and a half feet long. And if it shrinks, it goes into the size of a dollar, or a size of a quarter, I mean. That's how much it shrinks. Well, guess what? You can do that in your faith. You can shrink in your faith. You can pull back so much that you're just a little itty-bitty thing. Don't. If you live for the praise of others, you're dead before you start. Don't shrink back. Paul says, I shared everything I could that was helpful in any capacity. I wanted people to be blessed. I wanted people to know. And he said, I don't shrink back from declaring anything that was helpful to you. Anything that's helpful. I got a message for you. There are times where you can say something helpful to somebody and you don't, because maybe you've shrunk back. Stop that. Your very words of encouragement can be the very thing that sustains them. Anything that's helpful. Notice it doesn't say anything that's hurtful. Anything that's helpful. And then Paul goes, I am compelled by God. I love it. He's actually compelled by the Spirit, compelled by God, because the Holy Spirit is God. That's when you have to do something. I got to do this. It's kind of like us going to Texas. Got to do it. Got to do it. Have to do it. Just compelled. Can't do anything else. Not knowing what will happen to me there is simply saying not knowing everything, as in I don't know everything, you don't know everything, we don't know everything. You know, this big plan that we have, the world could be done before we ever move. I don't have any idea. Except that there is one who is in charge, and he is the one I want to follow. But Paul does say this, and this is what's cool. He said this. I only want... this. He says, I consider my life of no value to myself, if only I may, this is all that he wants, finish my course and complete the ministry. When he's talking about completing the ministry, it's the ministry at large in the kingdom of God. When he's talking about finishing the course, he's talking about his personal course. And he wants to finish his personal course and complete his part in the ministry. So how does he do that? And he tells you, and this is what I'm telling you right now, defines ministry maturity right here, right now. Paul says, I may finish the course and complete the ministry I have received from the Lord Jesus, the ministry of testifying to the good news of God's grace. You want to know what mature ministry is? You want to know how to end well? You want to make sure you do it right until the very end of all? Then you testify to the good news of God's grace. That's what's missing for a lot of people. You testify, you share, you witness, you tell somebody about the good news. You know what? If God didn't have grace, you'd be dead. You wouldn't be listening to this. We should be testifying to the good news. And there's so much bad news. You don't think people are starving for good news? It's so depressing to turn the television on and watch local and national news. It's like, oh my goodness. I think that people who don't watch it are doing themselves a great service in the context of just taking a break from the worldly pollution of life. It's like, ugh. Hey, I got some good news for you. Here's something you might not be aware of. It's called God's grace. What's that? That's the unmerited favor of God, which means you can't earn it. He gives it because he's full of love. What? Why are all those people going to hell? Because they reject the grace. And if you reject the grace, that's the only way you can get in. Oh, dummies. Don't do that. Hey, look, I'm sorry God didn't choose you. But look, for those that he did choose, come on. That grace is awesome. Little New Yorker in there. That's like, so it's so cool. It's unmerited favor. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. You just testify to it. I'm not even sure anybody can really explain it unless the Lord makes it known to that person. That's a whole separate theological issue. But you want to have ministry maturity? Testify to the good news of God's grace. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Experience resident life, worship in chapel, sit in on classes, meet current students and faculty, participate in events, and enjoy San Diego Christian College. Register to experience college for a weekend at San Diego Christian on October 26th through the 28th. College for a Weekend offers a great opportunity to visit the beautiful campus and immerse yourself in the SDC community and truly experience what life at SDC is all about. You'll have an opportunity to learn about the financial aid resources that are available to you, speak to SDC coaches if you're interested in athletics, and converse with professors from the major of your choice. Visiting the college that you're interested in can be an important step in deciding on the right school for you. We believe that San Diego Christian provides so much more than just a great education. Don't just take our word for it. Join us for College for a Weekend and see firsthand the exciting things happening at SDC. Learn more at sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait. Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
I don't get why so many people still have old-school home security systems.
Meet Ryan, a police officer, not an actor.
Expensive contracts, false alarms, easy to disable. I wouldn't own one.
Like so many officers, Ryan chose Blink Home Security.
Blink got home security right. They're discreet, super affordable video cams you install yourself in minutes. They're wireless and run on two batteries that last 2 years. Blink is motion activated, so when it detects something in or around my home, it sends a video alert to my smartphone. If it's a threat, I call 911. And Blink's live feed option is total peace of mind. It lets me check in on my smartphone from anywhere. So I know when my kids get home, doors are locked, everything's code 4.
Cameras start at just $99. Order now and get 10% off at blinkprotect.com/radio. 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 Officer endorsement compensated.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I haven't done a traffic report in forever, right? Let's take a look. Wait, the building that they just put up is in the way. Let me see if I can see. Wait, there's a car on something that looks like a road. There is your traffic report, ladies and gentlemen. All right. This you will maybe you will find this fascinating. I kind of thought it was fascinating. There are times where we think that we are Maybe we think that we're more important than we think we are, better than we are in a prideful context. I don't just mean me, although I mean me. I mean all of us, and to a level, all the American ministries. My favorite ministry of all the American ministries, the Billy Graham Association, is just my, you know, man, I just love their commitment. But I have a message for you. As big as you and I think that the Billy Graham ministry is, there's only one realm which determines big and not big, and it's not the human realm. Listen to this text and tell me what you think of this after you hear the explanation. Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 15. Now, there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits. They would say, "I bind you by Jesus, whom Paul proclaims." And the seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. Eventually, one of the evil spirits answered, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but you, who are you?" All right. Now look, again, I've been involved in working with the Billy Graham Evangelistical Association. Love them. One of my faves, okay? It's just one of my favorites. I like somebody who just gets up there, and I like the way he preached. I like the way he told people. It was great. But as I read this, I'm looking at this, and it dawns on me that all human ministry is not necessarily the great level that we think it is. You know, we have fantastic ministries in San Diego, right? I mean, you've got Dr. David Jeremiah, just lights out. Tim LaHaye was a part of this, lights out, right? You've got different churches, different things going on. You know, got a lot of connection to Focus on the Family. Jim Daly, lights out. These people are fantastic. I mean, they're all really great people, and every one of them, as I have met them, completely sincere, totally genuine. Every one of them. And I've had a chance to interview over 300 of them. They are great. And the biggest ministries, you know, Miles McPherson, all the way around the shop. All the way. Okay, take it all the way from Baptist, Pentecostal, Lutheran, Methodist. We have talked to people that full disagreement with us on social issues, but still believe in Jesus Christ. It's like we talk, we disagree, but we're brothers. It's great. But again, our perception of our importance is so large, but it doesn't necessarily bear out in Scripture. Here we have itinerant Jewish exorcists. Now, if you want to know what an itinerant Jewish exorcist is, like Acts 19:13 says, those are people that do exorcisms place to place, case to case. That's what that means. Place to place, case to case. That means that they go all these different places and they take on all these cases. And if you don't think they're exorcists, they are exorcists. They're calling out demons. But these guys are calling out demons, not believing in Jesus, but trying to use Jesus to cast out spirits. Remember in Matthew 7:21-22, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one doing the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons and perform many miracles? And then Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you. That's these guys. These guys, these itinerant exorcists are trying to use the name of Jesus. They're not connected to Jesus. They might even have some level of success. What you do get from Scripture is the seven sons of Sceva were not the only group to do this. But what they tried to do was incredible. They used a formula to cast out a spirit. I bind you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims. That was their formula. We're going to bind them by Jesus, who Paul talks about. Not that we know Jesus. We're just going to do that. That's what they used as their formula. I want you to get this. The demonic spirit responds to them. For those that don't think demons speak. And the spirit says, Jesus, I know. Not I know as in epigenosa. I know as in, I know who Jesus is. Okay, that's cool, right? I mean, there's no demon alive that doesn't know who Jesus is. But look what he says next. I know about Paul. It's like, Jesus I know. Well, yeah, I've heard about that Paul guy, right? Paul in the demon world was not big like Jesus. How big was Paul? He wrote an enormous portion of the New Testament. He was used by God to plant churches all over the place, to take the gospel message to different regions, to different countries, different places, and the demons like, yeah, I've heard about that guy. My point is, only Jesus has the rep. In the truest realm, it's not as it appears to us. Look what the demon said to the seven sons of Sceva. Who are you? Okay, Jesus? I know who Jesus is. Paul? Yeah, I heard about that guy. But you? And you see, what I'm trying to get at is there is one superstar on earth and in heaven. There is one. And our job, our position, our commission, our vocation is to bring glory to him by the things that we do and by the things that we say, by answered prayer, which brings glory to God, that is prayed in the name of Jesus, very specific in Scripture in John 14:16. Our job is to honor Jesus. I love all these ministries. They're great. I hope you support every one of them. All day long. Never stop supporting them in prayer and financially. God bless you for doing that. None of the ministries in America, none of the ministries outside of America are big like Jesus. Do you understand? Let's get a proper evaluation on what's going on. For all the things that we have ever done without Jesus, they would never have been done. It is his life, his sacrifice, his gift, his story. We testify to him. God doesn't testify to us about us in the context of lifting us up and exalting us in that way. We're exalted in the way that we are connected to God. But look, only Jesus. No flesh will glory in his presence. Great ministries all over the world. But even Paul's ministry didn't register with the demons like Jesus registered. If that's the case, I would say no ministry registers with the demons like Jesus. Every knee shall bow in heaven and in earth and under the earth to Jesus Christ the Lord. Period. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let me tell you something about my next guest. Let me just explain something to you. From the dawn of time, wisdom has come forth from a select few. And right now in our time during our show, we have the privilege to have such a one with wondrous insights and sage advice, with knowledge that will make you brighter, ladies and gents. It's Marty Schneider. There you go, brother.
I love that one,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, you're gonna miss me. Come on, tell the truth.
Let it be heard loud and clear. Absolutely, I am. I'm wondering if we can tape that intro and play it every week anyway.
I think you can borrow it. It's definitely on the stuff. So I have no problem with that, Marty. I'm good with that. People will be going, who's that? In 20 years, that's what they're going to say about both of us. Who's that? Oh, my brother. It's always good to talk to you. You've been on this show. I mean, you've been on like over 100 times since we've started, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together a long time, and it's been such fun and so enjoyable to spend the time with you. And I'm always, you know, so pleased, David, when people do come in and see me here in my office, and they'll often say, you know, gosh, I hear you and David every week, and they just enjoy our talks together. So that's a real blessing to hear that.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Talk to me, my good friend, about what is going on. I saw the other day, and I was going to ask you about it. I was going to kind of send you an email. So the economics is great. The world is a mess. The government doesn't work. And yet, I don't get it. I don't get it anymore.
And you know what, David? Another one of those days, the Dow actually crossed over that 23,000 level today. It did not close there. It closed underneath it. But it did set another record high close. The S&P, again, closed at another record high. It wasn't a big day up in terms of a big gain, but it was up a little, and another record high on those indexes. And you're absolutely right. It's kind of baffling. It's the same thing we've been talking about here for, seems like, months now. We just keep going up, up, up. And, you know, the thing that, of course, concerns me is that we kind of get lulled into this, oh, well, gosh, you know, people forget about the risk. They forget about down years. They forget about years like 2008 when things can change so very quickly. And it just kind of numbs people to that reality. So I always get a little bit nervous around that when people come in and start talking about, well, you know, I've just changed my allocations. I've got everything in the, you know, stock mutual funds now because, gosh, they're just going up, up, up. So careful, careful, careful. It really is a danger sign to me right now.
What about bank? Remember they used to have this thing called CDs? What happened? What happened to those? They're like, who uses that? People that have $500 million or more are using CDs. Well, I mean, what? They're like nothing, right? Do they even use those, or do they just use IRAs or IRA kind of checking accounts now?
You know, the CDs are still there. It's just that interest rates have been so low now for so long that they've just lost their appeal. And I do think you'll find that as the Fed does start bumping rates, and they intend to bump another quarter point here in December, that as rates normalize and get back to what we might consider more normal kind of interest rates, again, CDs will become, you know, in favor again when you can get 3, 4, or 5% interest. But right now, you know, we're talking about 1 or 1.5 kind of percent. It's just it's lost so much of its appeal, especially at a time when stocks have been performing so dramatically. So a lot of that safe money has come out of the banks, David, and gone into the stock market because stocks have been, you know, going well here for the last several years. And so, but you'll find as soon as it heads the other way and the market corrects and people realize again that there's risk in those, you know, investments in the market, you'll see the CDs again, you know, find more appeal, and especially if and when interest rates do, you know, get a little more appealing as to where they are right now. It's been a decade of, you know, the Fed managing interest rates down at this 1% level, and so it's not been very exciting to put money at 1% for sure.
What is the safest investment? I mean, is the safest investment a savings account for the first $250,000? Is that like just the safest? I mean, is that really any different than checking out? Or is there something safer than that?
You know, bank accounts, you're right, insured up to 250, they are very safe. That and fixed annuities, these insurance companies are held to a very high standard in terms of reserve requirements. In fact, way higher than banks. So a good fixed annuity with a highly rated insurance company is extremely safe. And usually you can get a little, you know, better return in terms of your interest rate when some of those fixed annuity accounts, again, you want to be with a good company that's got good ratings. But those have proven to be very, very safe investments through the years. And so those would be probably two examples of about as safe as you can get. And I'll tell you something, David, on the fixed indexed annuities, which are, again, you know, they're safe, they're protected from losses, but they also participate in the market years. When the market has a good year, they credit interest based on stock market performance. So I had somebody in my office yesterday that a year ago put money into one of these accounts. And remember, this is safe money. You can't lose principal. And over the last year, he made a little over 9%. And that's a safe money investment. So if you compare that to a CD, where it's also safe in terms of, you know, the principal is safe, but it's only paying 1% interest. So that's a good alternative for people that are risk averse, don't want to risk their principal, but are still looking to try and get a little better yield than a bank account these days.
And that just depends, though, on the insurance company, doesn't it? Because, yeah. I mean, I know some have had a couple of problems, not all of them, but some of them seem to have had a couple of issues.
Yeah, you want to be careful, make sure it's a highly rated company and check their, you know, history, or, you know, have an advisor that can advise you on that. But there's a lot of really good companies that have been around a long time, weathered a lot of economic storms along the way, and are still highly rated. And, you know, David, when you put money into a fixed annuity account, that insurance company has a dollar for dollar reserve. For every dollar you put on deposit, they have to have a dollar in reserves. You give that same dollar to a bank CD or savings account, for every dollar you have on deposit, they only have to have 10 cents in reserves.
Wow.
So it's these insurance carriers are held to a significantly higher reserve standard than the bank. So for that reason, you know, they've proven through the years to be a very safe investment.
How, Marty, this is going to be a bizarre question, but I've never asked you this, so, okay, you know, that's pretty good for all the stuff that we've done. How do they figure out what's a good insurance company? Like when I was growing up, I'm not going to say which insurance company my dad used, although they're located in New York. Anyway, my point is, how do you know this is a good company, this is a bad company? Like when they say it's AAA or AA, What is that? How do they determine what's AAA and AA?
Yeah, good question. There are several rating services that specifically rate the strength of a balance sheet of an insurance company. So AM Best is the oldest one. The AM Best Group rates companies, and so their rating has proven over the years to be a really good resource, and you're looking for, you know, an A-rated or A-plus rated company. S&P also rates insurance companies. So what they look at is assets to liabilities. They look at investment performance. And they look at, you know, the strength of the management team, their competitive placement within their industry, their distribution, how they market their products. Is it through a captive agency, or is it through independents and banks, and how do they distribute their products? So they look at all those factors, David, and then they rate these companies based on those criteria. And, you know, they've proven to be very helpful through the years. And again, you know, one of the things that's interesting about the insurance companies, it's not sheer size. I mean, you can have a medium-sized company that has top-tier ratings because of the way they're run. So it's not just about sheer assets, you know, under management. It is about how well-reserved they are, their investment performance, the safety of their investment portfolio is looked at as well, how the bonds that are in their investment portfolio, are they high grade or medium grade? So they look at all those things, and there's a lot to look at there.
Wow. I mean, yeah. First of all, I can't believe how much stuff you know. I just ask you a question. It's like, well, you know, how they capture that in your life. I'm just like going, how do you know that? What did you do? Did you go to bed and they put something on your head and then it tells you how all the functionalities go between the insurance companies and the Securities Exchange Commission? I can't figure that out. I think I
fell on my head is what happened, David. I'm pretty sure that's
you love
sure
it, though. You love this stuff, don't you?
I do. It's I've been doing it for so long, you know, it's such a big part of me, and it's such a calling for me that it's really the only thing I really know much about. But I you know, pretty well versed in this stuff for sure.
Yeah. So when somebody meets with you, Marty, I mean, you have all that knowledge. Yes. I'm just asking you this personally because we've been together a long time. Just sometimes they'll ask you a question. Do you have to refrain from giving them? I'm just saying, do you have to go, Marty, don't go down that road because there's 16 chapters there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything about that.
You absolutely do. And, you know, I think one of the lessons learned along the way is, you know, as a younger advisor in the business in the early years, I think I was just kind of anxious to, you know, show how much I know and how smart I am and how trustworthy I am. And then as I've gotten older and matured in the business, David, what I've really found is it's far more interesting for me to ask the right questions of the people in my office so that I get to know them, because then I can position myself to make good suggestions and recommendations. But it's changed over the years for where I used to talk too much, and now I've learned to listen a lot more than talk a lot more, and that's really been helpful in terms of, you know, being able to give good advice.
That's very, very wise. We had a situation where I took somebody with us to a sales call, a sponsorship call. It was probably about 3.5 years ago, and we all met, and everything was great, and it was like kind of a done deal. And then the younger person kept on talking, kept on trying to close the deal. And the client looks at me and goes, he doesn't really know what selling past the sale is, does he? I said, no, not really.
Classic stuff. Talked himself right out of the deal.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like, you need to be quiet. And now, excellent. See, I want them to meet with you, because I think when people meet with you, then they kind of get to know you and see how you operate. And that's where you give them that opportunity to help them make good decisions. Every decision and every piece of advice I've ever asked you have been excellent. Your responses have been excellent. And when it's beyond us, you know, we walk to that realm of faith. That's what you have to do when it's beyond you. And I love that you do that. That's just a real blessing to me. So
thank you, David.
You're great. All right, listen, folks, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. TheRetirementProfessor.com. TheRetirementProfessor.com. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, David. Always a blessing to be with you. God bless you, brother.
All right, you too, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
You're investing, right? What about in your marriage?
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Trustworthy, practical help.
The Weekend to Remember just allows you to tune that marriage up.
It's like the maintenance, you know?
We learned a lot about what God really wanted.
The Weekend to Remember opens up communication.
This gives you an opportunity to talk to each other instead of at each other.
And sparks romance.
It's day 1.5.
It's been really good.
Already.
Yeah.
We view The Weekend to Remember as our weekend for us.
It reminded us that we have to have time for one another.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
It's a great investment to get away. Don't miss out on it.
Visit WeekendToRemember.com for more details. That's WeekendToRemember.com.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888.
1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
You've heard about E.coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from E.coli to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we can count on E.coli Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at E.coli, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
E.coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Truly he is another star.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where something just fell off the ceiling and hit me right on the nose. That was nice. Okay, that was kind of weird. I hope nobody's up there jumping up and down. That would be really strange, especially if they came through the roof. Although I'll tell you and give you a play-by-play description if that takes place. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is an excellent way to go about that. Let's get into our Facebook post entitled Go Here. Go Here. Psalm 25, verse 12. Who is the person who fears the Lord? He will show him the way he should choose. Wait, what? Who is the person who fears the Lord? He will show him the way he should choose. Ah, nothing helps me more than having guidance. Every day when I do my devotions, I make sure within the framework of my devotions that I seek forgiveness for that which I know and that which I don't. I also ask God to heal me for that which I know and that which I don't, both physically, spiritually, emotionally, all those ways. And then in my third component, because these are like my three biggie components before I start praying for people or going through my laundry list, is the prayer for guidance. Because to me, guidance is hugely important. I need the Lord to make my crooked ways straight, my rough places smooth, my wet places dry. I need to know where to go, how to do it. I mean, I need his help. I need him, essentially. So here's the passage, Psalm 25, 12. Who is the person who fears the Lord? He will show him the way he should choose. So the key in guidance, there are multiple keys in guidance. And I want to just point those out so that you can understand that there's not just one way to be guided. A big portion of being guided is asking for help, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit. Right? These are all hugely important. And it does say the person who fears the Lord, and here we've talked about this before. Sometimes the word fear means tremble, and it does. You can't say it doesn't. It does. But here the word fear means awe and respect, honor and reverence and acknowledgement. So here it is, those of us that are in awe of God, that respect him, that honor and have reverence for him, that acknowledge him. So those who have that for the Lord, he's going to guide you in some of these capacities that we've talked about. But the best overall way for guidance, just that overall concept, as prior mentioned, being the Holy Spirit, the best way is absolutely, positively, our personal relationship and fellowship with God. The biblical examples in the Old Testament and the New Testament make it absolutely clear that when the Lord says he will show, that means, so that you can understand, it enables our eyes to see the path. That the best of that comes from your communion with the Father in the name of the Son with help from the Holy Spirit. Period. Because when you're in communion with your Creator, things make sense for the creation. When you're disjointed from the Creator, it just doesn't seem right. It just is not right. That personal relationship, that time you spend with God, that communion, that is the core by which you find what you should and should not do. And millions would testify that is so. Folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.